end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was Nitzava al Hamila, and his name was changed, and his wife's name was changed. His wife's name was changed from Sarai to Sarah, and he was told that she's going to have a baby. Her name will be changed. She's going to have a lot of descendants. Beginning of Parshas Vayero, this obviously happened after Lech Lecha. Rashi quotes the Medrash that it was the Shlishi L'Nila. At the end of Lech Lecha was the Yom HaNila, and this was on the third day after the Bris Mila. Rashi says, quotes in the Medrash, one opinion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayero El Hashem doesn't give any tzibur, doesn't give any content of the Nevuah. So Rashi quotes in the Gemara, Levaker Et Macheilah. And this is written in the Chumash to teach us Mahu Afato, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by the Torah and by the Nevi'im, because we should know what is, we should know what are the Darkei Hashem in order to know how to fulfill the mitzvah of the Halakh of the Drachas. One of the Darkei Hashem is Mahu Mevaker Et Macheilah, Mahu Afato, Vaker Et Macheilah. Ramban writes on Chumash that probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevaker Feile, and by the Gilu Shechina, Avraham Avinu was Mitzrapei. That's how the Ramban suggests. The Gilu Shechina helped him in his recuperation. That's what the Gemara says in the Dor, that the purpose of Gilu Shechina is to help the Feile to become Mitzrapei. When you go to visit a Feile, the whole thing is Gilu Shechina in the middle of the Dor. If a person is Mura HaNom Mehaver, is he committed to be Mevaker Feile or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva visited the Feile, the whole purpose of Mevaker Feile is to wash the floors and to change his pajamas and to give him medication and to give him a bath that he needs it. And today, that let's say a person is in the hospital and he's taken care of, and if they wash the floors, if things are taken care of, so what are you supposed to do? So the only thing that's left is to cheer him up and to be misfollowed after his growth, but to cheer him up, that also helps in his recuperation. But that's the ikir tachlis of Bikra Cholim, is to help the person recuperate. And the Ramah quotes from the Ramban in Hilchot Bikra Cholim at the end of the Yeridah, that if a person visits the Chayla and he doesn't offer a prayer for the Chayla's refuah, then he's not yoyitzid in Mitzvah Bikra Cholim. Because he hasn't done the maximum that's in his power to do. If I'm a doctor or a nurse, I can help him in his recovery. And if I'm not, or even if I am, but he's being taken care of by other doctors and nurses, so then the Gemara says the only thing I have left to do is to be misfollowed. So everybody has to be misfollowed for the Chayla to be misrapped. So the Medrash says that he came to be Mirakel Chayla on the Yom HaShlishi L'Milosoi. The Gemara says in the Teretz Rav Lezer Milo, Masechta Shabbos, that the Yom HaShlishi L'Milo, the baby is still, or even an adult, is still in a state of a Chayla She'ez B'Sakana. There's a Machlok Yisrael Rishon regarding this. The Rambam and the Ramah, a lot of Rishon are involved with it. Only the Yom HaShlishi L'Milo, or even the Yom HaShlishi. The first day is Avada, he just had the surgery, the first day is Avada Sakana. The second day is a little less, and even the third day is a little less sakana, but it's still considered a third day of sakana, and it's necessary to do anything, even if the third day happens to be Shabbos, he would be permitted to be Mahal Shabbos. That's the Machlokes. Is it Dafka the third day, or is it even the third day? And the way the Medrash says, he came to be Mevaker Chayla, and the Shlishi, why didn't he come to be Mevaker Chayla on the first day and the second day? Sounds a little bit like, so only the third day. The third day is the biggest sakana. That's why the Shechina came to the first. You haven't done the maximum that was in your power to do. Let's say I had the ability to wash the floor, to clean up the room nicely, and I did a poor job. I washed a little bit, and it only helped a little bit, but I didn't fulfill a mitzvah d'shleimusa. Even if I did everything physical, but I didn't offer a prayer, but then I didn't do the maximum that was in my ability to do to help him recuperate. That's the question. It says, be awesome causing. It means that the third day is the most painful, or even the third day was also painful. I don't know. Pardon me? You have to do stalking? you have to give tzedakah in the tzus of a chayv. So it could be a tzus of a chayv. I don't know, is that considered a tzus? If I give tzedakah as a tzus to somebody, you should bear it as a tzila. Why do you give stock about which you have the name? Mar has that system. A person gives stock about which you have the name. Why should that help? I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara says that it's not permissible to be Menasseh as Hashem, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give reward for the mitzvahs, with the one exception of Maaseh. B'chanuni no b'zot, the Navi Malachi says, B'chanuni test me out, B'chinas, B'chanuni no b'zot, Habiyu at kol ha-maseh b'eis ha-lasot, B'chanuni bring the mice to the Beit HaMikdash, and the Beit HaMikdash, the Takon and Ba'i Sheni, instead of giving the mice Rishon directly to the Levim or the Kohanim, whoever you want to give it to, they should bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and from the Beit HaMikdash, give it out to the Kohanim and the Levim. So the Gemara says on that concept that it appears that that's the one exception to the law. B'chanuni no b'zot, you're permitted to give the ma'isa and to request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu something in exchange for fulfilling that mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah, beginning of the book of Tzedakah, it says that not only ma'isa dogon, even ma'isa tzedakin, even ma'isa tzedakin, which is it's a little bit like tzedakah. Even if a person fulfills Ma'aseh Tzedakah, he also has the right to request HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should get reward for that. Would the reward haste? Babush Yechid Ni. I'm sick. Someone in my immediate family is sick. Someone who, if that person is going to die, it's going to interfere with my normal function. If someone in China is sick, I'm going to get Tzedakah. I don't know if that helps. I have nothing to do with the other person. I'll feel a little bad, right, to the extent that I feel bad, so it's not good to me. Never, the chief rabbi of China is going to die, so I'll give it to you, I'll trust a little bit, but to the extent that it'll affect me, so I'll give stuff to this. I don't know, everything, someone is a list, within reason, so offer a prayer is not so difficult. The Mishpal Takar Mach is not Sahar. There is in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion. If you have a ger, Sherotel is Geyer, and you have to do a bris milah on the ger, are you committed to be mal the potential candidate on a Thursday or on a Friday, considering the fact that the Gemara claims, the Mishnah Gemara says, that there's a sakona up until the third day, possibly on the third day. It's up until the third day. If you be mild again, you have any time you want to be mild again. If you have a bris milah baby, so the bris milah is on Thursday, so the baby's going to be sakona on Shabbos, you have no choice. Milah is mine. It has to be taken care of. So don't say, never do any bris on Thursday and Friday. You can't say that. Milah is mine is there Shabbos also. So certainly there's a Thursday and Friday. Even if there'll be a takana on Shabbos, and you may be making a tatsmul of Kriyas Mitzvah. But if you have a ger, who tells you to be not a ger on Thursday and Friday? Shabbos for sure you're not not a ger. So let's make it in Thursday and Friday, no Kabbalah's ger. Only the beginning of the week, Sunday through Wednesday. So that's what the Mechaber writes. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, perhaps the same by Mila Shleg is mana. Let's say the baby grit was postponed anyway. We didn't do the Mila Bizmana. The doctor said the baby wasn't healthy enough. So it's postponed anyway. And then it turns out that Thursday and Friday is the day that you're able to do the grit. So I think the Mechaber writes like this. Sometimes they think the Mechaber writes that you shouldn't perform the Mila Shleg is mana on Thursday or Friday, because yes, that may be mocking to into Tia Shabbos, and even for the money, it's not there for Shabbos. And others disagree, and they say, how can that be? They might be, who does it truly? They say, how can it be? What if Milosh loves his mana, you postpone a little bit, a month, a year, whatever, as long as you have to postpone. But then when the doctor says the baby's healthy, you have to do it right away. You can't postpone until the next day. The Rav Ram has in fact the chiddush in the first chalik, but he says he can't even do it later in the afternoon. If the doctor says 9 o'clock in the morning, the baby is healthy enough to have the needle now, so you have to do it in the morning. Yeah, on the Yom HaShmini, it says in the Kondish Be'am HaShmini, Yimbo Psar Alos, it says in the morning, it says in the Sohan Kala Yom Kosha B'nidah, which is reading my Gimel Mitzvah to do it in the morning. Like Ashkem Avram Baboyke, to do the Akedah, he woke up early in the morning, so he did the needle early in the morning. If you do the milah late in the afternoon, so you're in violation. You're only in violation of Zizim Adim, but you're not in violation of the milah of the Zmanah. So Kol Hayom is Zmanah. So if the milah Shloim is Zmanah, and the doctor say 9 o'clock in the morning that the baby is healthy enough to do the Bris Milah, so the Nebuta says he doesn't, he wonders whether you're permitted to postpone for another day. And Rabram suggests, he wonders whether you're permitted to postpone even a minute. He says you have to call the mother and do it right away. Immediately, he thinks that that will be a bitul mitzvah. Just like if you postpone it to the next day, it will be a bitul mitzvah. So if you postpone it a few minutes, it will also be a bitul mitzvah. It's not that it's Yom HaShmini, you have all day long, and it's called Mila Dishmini, Mila Dishmini. That's why it's questionable, this din in the Shulchan Aruch. Here in this neighborhood, like Goyim, they won't do a Mila Dishmini, they don't have. If this guy won't become a yekke, we are not the kavod geirim. But the shayla is, if you have a milah shlav bizmana, would you allow milah shlav bizmana on Thursday and Friday? Here they follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. They don't allow milah shlav bizmana. Their moel wouldn't do a milah shlav bizmana on Thursday and Friday. That's their tradition, that they follow the Shulchan Aruch. And others, most places, I think, do not follow the mechaber. They follow the shach and the other posts, and they say it's just not so. But if you have a milah shlav bizmana, maybe a ger, okay, a ger, you can say, shouldn't be malah ger, and say, don't be malah ger on Thursday and Friday, only be malah ger on Sunday or Wednesday. But a milah shlav bizmana is not permitted to postpone it, even if you don't hold like the Dvar Avram. Many contemporaries of Dvar Avram died in the middle of the Second World War. He was the Rav in Kovnet, he died from a disease, died from a sickness in the middle of the war. So even those contemporaries of his who disagreed with him and held that even Milah Shloim Bizmana you have all day long, it's only that he really said you shouldn't postpone until tomorrow. He was postponed until tomorrow. He said that Milah Shloim Bizmana should never be done on Thursday and Friday, should wait till Sunday. You need to have another takana in this community. Rabbi Goy is a chandler. There's a takana. Whenever he had Milah Shloim Bizmana, he doesn't allow it on Sunday. You gotta wait till Monday, huh? You go to another shul. What did they do? They don't allow me to shul on Sunday. Why? Because there was a time that all the Brit used to be done on Sunday because people want to have a party and they run to work and people have no time to attend parties. Everybody would postpone the Brit until Sunday. Everybody didn't allow any Brit on Sunday. No Brit on Sunday. Unless it's Mamish Mila Bizmana. But if it would be Mila Bizmana, it wouldn't allow it on Sunday because then the people would always push it off to Sunday improperly. It's also questionable. A lot of push off to Monday because you want to make a takana. Going to the other Yehuda, you're more about to the mitzvah. Yesh krak laka, yesh krak rachon laka domen atar v'shem yaltar. The question is, do you have such a great Torah to do that? In most places, they don't have such a takon. Most communities, if you can be the Shlev Izmana, then turn that on Sunday, it's on Sunday. Thursday, on Thursday, Friday, do you have on Thursday and Friday? Don't postpone. But that's the issue, it's based on this Gemara, that the Gemara says that the third day or the first 3 days, that's how we usually come. The first 3 days, the one who had the Brit Milah will be, may possibly be the Sufik Sakhan. Today, there's no Sufik Sakhan. Today, the whole thing is a wild woman. What do you have today, Sufik Sakhan? It says in the Gemara that you're not permitted to do a Brit Milah unless you bathe the baby with warm water in a bench. And after you bathe the baby, and if you do the Brit Milah, you must bathe the baby again with warm water. And even if the bris was done on Shabbos and you don't have warm water, listen, you spill the warm water is spilled and you can't get away to cook water, so you're permitted to cook the water yourself. So his mamish or suffix takana on the baby, you must wash the baby with warm water. So the Mechaber writes in the 1500, the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that the manah there, we have different conditions. It's just not so. The baby will survive without the hot bath before and after the disease. You have to make sure that he's not going to develop any infection. So he's going to have an open wound there. So use an antiseptic. The manah there, we certainly have the antiseptic, I think, equally good to the antiseptic that they have the 1500. How good could it possibly be? And in the 1500s, they said the writer that they had a better condition than in the day of Gemara. So he says that thing didn't apply. Just because it says Nimar, that something is a Sufik Sakana, doesn't mean that that's Kachnema, Halacha, and Mashim Shem, the Sufik Sakana, we are not what? It's not a Gemara, it's a Sufik Sakana, it's not a Sufik Sakana. That's why I could tell him, the Sefer Shmir and Shabbos Sakana, that he lists off all the things that it says in the Gemara are Sakhik Sakhanabi. Whatever it says in the Gemara is a Sakhik Sakhanabi, also, even if the doctors say that it's not. And there are things that in the Gemara says it's not a Sakhik Sakhanabi. The doctors today say that it is Sakhik Sakhanabi, but that's also Sakhik Sakhanabi. It's a Chatelet. If the Mechaber can say that what it says in the Gemara is no longer a Sakhik Sakhanabi, why can't we say today that if the doctors today say it's not a Sakhik Sakhanabi? I mean, the doctors in the days of the Bekiri say, the doctors, the Arab doctors in Sfat from the 1500s, no Jewish doctors, out of the question. The Arab Goyisher or Sparta doctors from the 1500s in Sfat were better than the doctors that we have in Shari Tzedek Hospital today. How can that be? If the doctors say there's no Sokhet Sakhana, how can be Michal Shad with close in the Hamadi Gemara says there's no Sokhet Sakhana? Tell us if you're wrong. The Pashtus is that it depends on each generation. So the Gemara is there to say that a baby Sokhet Sakhana, the first two years. That's why it's called Machnasas from the Sakhik Sakhana, that you shouldn't do a Mila, even a Ger. Question, you shouldn't do a Mila Sagir, even that. Question, you don't have to say Sagir, you have any all the time in the world to do it. So Sunday through Wednesday. Don't do a Thursday Friday. But say that a Mila Shlok is Mama should not be done on Thursday and Friday. You'll talk to him and go to New York, New York. The Rambam interprets Vayera la Hashem be'elonim amuhi yeshu pesach ha'atechon hayom kolum Likud ha'tayim, that's what we have. The end of every passage we have Likud ha'tayim. It's not, it doesn't mean that it's a kolum. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says that that's a kolum. Vayiseinu vayar, this was the Mara ha'nevuah that he had. This was a chaloyim that Avraham Avinu had at that time. And all of the Mephoshim disagree with the Rambam. How can it be? It's not so. Everything was a chaloyim, so the dome was never destroyed. But it is not a tziv melach. Everything is a halom. No, the halom ends over there. And how much was the halom? And that's a question. That's what they will pick on the Rambam. How much of this is a halom? What is the Rambam hold? And others disagree. It's not a kolam. It's a period. Yisein al Ayar is a continuation of the story. It's not that this was the Mara Hanavua. Yero la Hashem, he had a Mara Hanavua, and this was the Mara Hanavua that he saw in his vision, the Malo. The Machlok is the Rambam and the other Neporshim on the Chumash. The Kuni claims along the lines of the Rambam, the Kuni was, I think, a contemporary of Rashi. Yes, Kashi Panashi, he writes with a different Tachayim on Rashi, like Rashi Shlita. But then Shlomo Sheyutia. It sounds like if he was still Rashi was still alive when he wrote. But Rashi was still alive when he wrote his commentary on Chumash. Because Kuni also learned something along the lines of the Rambam, but this is the opposite. He says, Avraham Avinu saw the Malachim come. And that's called Vayera Elov Hashem. What does it mean Hashem appeared to him? Because when an angel comes, a Malach sometimes speaks in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since the Malach speaks in the name of Hashem often, he says, I'm going to destroy this city. So, but since he speaks in the name of Hashem, so the prophet writes, Allah Shemalisa, Vayerei, Elav Hashem, it doesn't really mean that they had a Gilui Shechina. The Gemara says that they had a Gilui Shechina. He goes to Hachna, the Sarach, and Yerush Ma'akbola, and the Ashkina, the fact that Rav Avinu left the Shechina, and he went to take care of the Yorchim. So the Gemara understands, not like the Ramam, and not like the Chetzumim, that there's no colon over here. That the prophet Aleph is not colon, that he had a Mara Hanavu, and this was it, that he had this in his vision, that this is what actually. But rather, these are two things that happened. He had a Gilui Shechina, and then the Malachim came, and he left the Shechina to take care of the Malachim, whom he thought were, Avraham Avinu thought that they were human beings. And this teaches us, this story in the Chumash teaches us, that they're not supposed to talk, yes, my God, it's my Shechina. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Masechah Shabbos, compared to the family. The Gemara has a little bit about us, not to talk. The Gemara seems to learn the Parsha, not like the Ramah, not like the Chetzuni, but the Chetzuni suggests that I'll speak Shusha, he has a lot of time to shoot the Shandikra, not like what it says in the because the Yoylam Avraham Avinu had a visit from Malachim. And the Torah calls that Vayerei Lo Hashem. It doesn't really mean that it had a Gidush Kish, it didn't have Malachim come. And that's called Vayerei Lo Hashem because Malachim speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Yoshei Pesach HaOhel Kechom Hayom, Rashi quotes the Medrash, Speakish Lama is when the Shechina appears, so Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you sit. So why did you tell him to sit? You should think, just had an operation, it's not healthy to start walking around. No, the back of the hut, sit. No, but they come to be in the back of the toilet, and the toilet starts to stand up. But there, tell the toilet, sit. The Rashi doesn't quote that. He says the medicine has a different meaning. Amar al kodesh rochu shei bani emo, take it easy, what's their name? Atav simu de banach hashoat ha-ani v'his yatsi ba'adaf ha-dayor mehen yosh mishenemo, v'ki nitzor ba'adaf kill. What the world does that have to do with over here, Mayim Shmita Eitzel Ha-Sina? What, Avram Avinu was a Dayan, Kodikoch was the Shkina, Rashi quotes in the Kosek that the Shkina, we assume that the Shkina always assists the Dayanim in issuing their tzadim, that the Mechavim Amitish Ha-Tayr. And not only a Dayanim, but it's in Tayr, we assume that the same is true when a Tamatochim passed in the Halachim. The Gemara says the Kosek says, Tayr Hashem in Reyes, and we say the Hagiyam, that after the Dorf, we give the Tiyai to the Shmash, the Tamir HaKham is the Pashim Tamir. And the Ramban later on Kumash and Pashim Tiyem, and Yitzhak is doing the Pashim Mishpotim, right, that that's why you have to have Sanhedrin come up with Mishpotim at the end, but Yitzhak has a Dinn of Mishpotim, and beginning of Mishpotim is a Dinn of Mishpotim. But the Dinn, the Rashi says in the beginning of Mishpotim, Loma Mishmoch HaParsha, Mizbeach with Parshas Dayan to teach you that the Sanhedrin has to meet and the Lishkas HaKadosh is Tamach with Mizbeach. So what's the purpose of having them meet Tamach with Mizbeach? So the Ramban says there on Chumash that they should Mizbeach to Ashurah Tashkin to be Mechav and Amit HaShoter. But we assume it's not only the Sanhedrin, it's every Bezin and it's every Amit Bezin, qualified Bezin, have Yer HaShaman, so they'll be Mizbeach to us the Ayat of Ishmael. And every Tamach Chochma tries to pass him Amit HaShoter, it's qualified. You assume that Allah has said Hashem Nereh, but have a Tiyai to Rishma. So why do you mind Shmita Etzah Sunni? What does that do with Avram Avinu? Where we see a dying over here? A very scary medish. What does it mean? Remember, Abdul Rashid once gave a drasha, and this Rashi, he suggested, based on a Gemara in Yuma, that a Gemara said roughly the following. This is his interpretation. His first interpretation of Mark. And I thought it's both above the true me albriyaz. I thought it's both never comes to complain against people. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a Torah that's feasible, that's possible to observe. But listen to him, Allah Hashem, he doesn't expect of us to do superhuman things. So if in the American society it would be impossible to be an observant Jew, we wouldn't punish those Jews who are not observant. But if people in Shia University and other yeshivas who are religious, obviously the other people can do it also. And if we have, so you say that they have a Jewish background, their parents were observant. It's not true. You have people in Yeshiva University whose parents are not observant. That shows that even a person who's in the American society, whose parents are not observant, has the ability to work on himself and to become a teshuva. So this is, in a certain sense, a condemnation against the other Jews in America who are in the same circumstances. If the others are in a more difficult circumstance, the Rebbeinu Shlom can't have any kindness against them. Maybe psychologically it was impossible for them to be observant. But if you have two people in the exact same circumstances, and this person works his way up, he had kefas ha-nefesh to become religious, to be in the back of the world, so why don't the other guy do the same thing? So the Gemara says, in a certain sense, this is mechayev, this is a condemnation against the other. But there are different issues in life. You have sometimes people are very wealthy, have very wealthy families. Sometimes it's difficult to be religious if you're very wealthy. Sometimes people are very poor, so it's hard to be observant when you're very poor. You have to be in Chal Shabbat, you have to take a job, young people. So there are nisyonos in life. There's a nisyon ha'asha, there's a nisyon ha'ani. There's a nisyon living in the American society, there's a nisyon living in the Russian society, there's a nisyon living in the Israeli society. It's a different nisyon. American society, Israeli society, Russia, every side is a different society. But there are religious people all over the world. That they're religious Jews in Russia, the other people could have been religious also. If they're religious Jews in America, the other could have also been. If there are wealthy Jews, very wealthy Jews who are religious, so the other could also. If there are very poor Jews who are religious, so the Gemara says a lot. The Rebbe Mechayev Ashirin, Rebbe Yudah Nasi was so rich, and he was very religious, he was the chief rabbi. So everyone who's rich could have become religious and a chief rabbi also. If Hillel was so poor, and still he was so observant that he went to the yeshiva and he couldn't afford to pay the money and he slept on top, he fell asleep on top of the snow and all the time guy in the month. But it wasn't Hillel Mechayvani, the fact that Hillel was so poor and still he learned Torah. So that's a condemnation against all the people who are poor and say that that's their Torah. They can't learn because they can't afford it. If Hillel did it, you can do it all. So the Gemara has such a look. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests, and maybe this is a shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to punish Sodom, and he's sending the Malachim to Avraham Avinu, and on their way they're going to punish them. So when the Malachim go to destroy Sodom, so the Malachim have a shayla, so they have a right to destroy Sodom. Maybe the Israeli society is so corrupt. Canaan, Palestinian society. Maybe the Palestinian Canaan society is so corrupt that it's not shy for a person to be straight, honest, and religious. So the Rosh one says, first go by Avraham Avinu. And after you pass by Avraham Avinu, then you go to Zion and you see a contrast. They live approximately in the same area, a few miles away from each other. And Avraham Avinu is full of chesed, he's full of tzitzit, he's full of Yerush HaMayim, and he invites everybody in, he teaches everybody about monotheism, and benching, and everything. Such a sweetheart. And then you have, Anshis Dol, Roy Mahabar, and Hashem Yon, but Adam HaMokam, and Adam HaMeir, and Kula, Iran, Rishis, through and through. What's so difficult for them is he lives right nearby and he lives and he's a fine person, so why couldn't they be fine also? So in that sense, it's Avraham Avinu is Mechayev Anshei Sodom. He lives in Kemat, the same society, not so far away from them, and he was able to withstand all of the Nisyanis, whatever the Nisyanis were to the Anshei Sodom, so why couldn't the Anshei Sodom withstand them? So in that sense, the Gemara uses the Lashon Rebbe Mechayev Ashirim and Hillel Mechayev Anim and so on. So in this sense, Avraham was Mechayev Anshei Sodom. So in this sense, it's a little bit, not really, that he was a Dayan, but it's like the Dayan passed his Yisplani Atachayev. So in this case, it's not that Avraham Avinu passed his Yisplani Atachayev, but by the Malachim visiting Avraham, and they drew a contrast between Avraham and the Anshei Sodom, so they saw that his actions were Mechayev Anshei Sodom. So in this sense, perhaps, Alber HaDrash, so maybe that's what the Medrash is driving at, that Elohim needs to have that skill. That's a similar banacha. You are the similar as if you are the best over here. He wasn't really the best. In a certain sense, he was the one who was Mechayim Dan Shizdo. The Shver Medrash. Rashi quotes from the Gibbon Bob Mitzir. The Choma Yoma, but his Bokum wanted to give Avraham Avinu a break. Shalom HaTrich of the Yorkum, so he just had his great Lila. And he wrote, Eno Mitzar, he saw Avraham Avinu was pained why he doesn't have any Achnos of Dorkum that day. So he sent a Malachim with Musa Noshim. So the Bali Musa points out that a person shouldn't, there's a mitzvah to do Mila Chatzon. A person shouldn't think that the instead of Nimitz Chasodin is that Nebuchadnezzar is on the other person, he doesn't have any food, he doesn't have any clothing, he doesn't have a nice apartment, he wants to have a nice katana like everybody else, he wants to have everything that everybody else has. So he shouldn't only do that one motivation for doing Chasodin, that is Nebuchadnezzar is on the other person, but if that would be the only motivation, that there's no Nitzrach, that there's no need to do any Chasod, then why should Avraham Avinu be Mitzvah? If people are passing by, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're all sweated up, and they want to have a shower, they want to have a bite, and they want to have a drink of coffee. Okay, so he's there to help them out. But if no one's there, so they're known as talking. So what is he pained about that he's not able to fulfill the Milah Chasod? You see that there's an additional aspect in Milah Chasod. The need of having chesed, the Kabbalah form, they write, whatever this means, that that's what prompted a Kadosh Baruch Hu to create his world, because Teva Asayid Lahayti. Kadosh Baruch Hu is good and kind, and kind and good beings, you can say people, kind and good beings, it's in their nature that they want to shower their kindness on others. But there's no one else around, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there all by himself. So how can he possibly shower his kindness on anything or anybody else? He created the world in order to have on whom to shower his kindness. Teva Asayid Lahayti. So that's what Avraham Avinu practiced in Midas HaChesed because of the Hidamus, well, Halach to the drop because of the Mitzvah of the Hidamus and Midas of Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only because the other people were Rebach Mitzvah and he felt sympathetic to their situation, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're all perspiring, whatever, but he wanted to do chesed to develop that midah. So he, when it would be a day when there were no travelers passing by, he would feel bad about it because he had this desire to do chesed to other people. The point, my great. Rabban HaKumish asked the Kasha in the beginning of Vayera, that the Malachi mentioned that Sarah is going to have a baby, and Sarah starts to laugh. And she gets angry while she's laughing. If this was the Yom HaShlishi LeMilosai, what Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Yom HaShlishi LeMilosai, and he's already told on the day of the Bris Milah, she's in Bris, and his name is changing, his wife's name is changing, and the significance of changing her name is that she is going to have children. She's going to have a baby, she's going to have a lot of descendants. So how come she, all of a sudden now she's laughing? She already heard it 3 days ago that she's going to have. The Ramban says that Avraham Avinu was busy, he was so busy being mal, he had so many avodim, he didn't have a chance to speak to his wife for those 3 days. He didn't tell his wife. So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra. He discusses a Shaila Halacha L'maisa, the Sofer wrote a get. And the get, it says, the day you have you lifting in oil. That's the Nusach that it says in the Gemara. You have to write the day, the there. This get, this piece of paper, they have you lifting in oil. This is given to you from me. Say Petruch and Gerash Rukin, get the Turin. This is the get with which I'm divorcing. Let's take them off. So one of the words that's crucial is minoy, that this get is from me. The Gemara says, if you got the word minoy, the machloek tabir on the rabbon, whether the get is good, if the shalav yadayim shem lechichoy, it doesn't really clearly say that the husband is divorcing the wife. Maybe someone may think by reading the get that someone else is divorcing the wife. So you have to have the word minoy. So that some sefer has a shalav, the sefer wrote the get, and he left out the yud. And they signed it, and they gave it, and afterwards they realized they made a mistake. The word minoy was spelled without a yud at the end. What's the din? Minoy. Mem, Nun, Aleph, Yud, Minoy. Instead of writing Mem, Nun, Aleph, Yud, Mimemi, he wrote Mem, Nun, Aleph. What's the din? The Rassam Sefer has this, an interesting sugar where he quotes from a Sefer, an unusual Sefer. There was a great Ham Kocham, who was in the Desna, he was a young man, he was the Desna of the Nerd of Yehuda. It was way before the days of the Ham Kocham. Rav Zalman Embrich, the Nerd of Yehuda has a tshuva, where he, a famous tshuva when he disagrees with Rav Zalman. His Gemara has a din of Yevamah and Yevamah, and Teret Mitzvah Chalitza, that when the Yevamah takes off the shoe from the oven's right foot, the Gemara has it in that by for the purpose of the Chalitza, the Yohan has to stamp his foot into the floor with the shoe up. He has to stamp his foot. What's the reason for that? It's unclear. The Gemara doesn't give any reason. So the Rav Zalman Emrech was a young man. He was a member of the Nerdy Yehuda's Desmond in Prague. The Nerdy Yehuda later in life was in Prague. And he came up with a chiddush in Ein Kol that the Yohan has to push his foot in the floor with the shoe up at the same time that the Yevamah is trying to take it off. He says, you're tug of war, I'm pushing down, she's pulling away from me. In order that it should be clear that she's doing the Chalitza Tamano, I'm not helping her. Like Tazel Lovelace, she's doing everything and I'm not helping her at all. And not only I'm not helping her, I'm giving her a hard time. I'm pushing my foot, I'm pushing my right foot down into the floor to make it harder for the Yevamah. So the Nerd of Yehuda writes in his tshuva that Rav Zalman was a very young man the last time he had a chalitza, and he just doesn't remember that that's not the way we did it the last time. They didn't have chalitza so often. How many? Every 20 years you have a chalitza. How often do you have? You have an Eretz Yisrael, you have wars to stay there, and people are killed all the time. You have young men in the army, so now that you have chalitza, very often you have chalitza. Europe it wasn't. The Jews weren't in any army. They weren't getting killed. They really had any chalitza. So the Nabi Yehuda writes that Abzalman was a young man last time he had a chalitza, that's why he wasn't in the desert. He doesn't remember. It's wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. It's not so. You shouldn't do like that. That's all. But he has this, Abzalman has this in his sefer. He wrote a sefer. It's called Shisha Zerone Aruga. Funny name. His name is Shlomo Zalman Embrich. In the Rajitavis of Shloim, Zalman Embrich has Shin Zayin Ayin, so he picked the name of the Sefer that should be the same Rajitavis, Shin Zayin Ayin. Shisha Zeroni Yin. Shisha Zeroni Yarim. So he writes up his issues. In his Shisha Zeroni Aruga, he writes about the Chalitzaship. But then in this Sefer, he has another discussion about the correct pronunciation of of Sorai, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Shem Hashem. So we always pronounce it Noi. Aleph Dalet Noi. So, and then you pronounce Noi. So the others that don't pronounce it like that. He says that's not the correct pronunciation. He says if you have a comet Yud in the middle of the word, then it's Oi. I remember a word opening. If you have a kata Yud in the middle of the word, it's I. I levu. No, sleep is the Kiddush state. I levu, something like that. But if you have, at the end of the word, you have Aleph Yud, Sarai, or you have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Noi, the end of the word, there are different rules and regulations. Like you have, if you have a Tata Pandarachet, it's Cha, Chamor, it's Chamor. And if you have, at the end of the word, a Cha, then it's Ach, Kor. Or you have a Hey with a Tata Ha, the end of the word is Ach, it's not Ha. Hello, Ka, you pronounce Ach, you don't pronounce it Ha. But he claims that the same is over here. When you have an I or an O at the end of the word, you don't pronounce the Yud. It's O. So he says Sarai before her name was changed. The correct pronunciation is Sarah. It's not Sarai. And the Shem Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. No. You don't pronounce it No. You pronounce it No. That's what he quotes Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then he quotes in the Ramah Mipanu in the Sefer Asura Mamor. So the Sanskrit has a kasha on it. Sanskrit and others, and Abdaman himself, his father. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Leisikra eshmat soroi, isara eshmat. There's an asnach on the word Saroi. Lotikra Shmo Saroi is Saroshmo. So how did the, when Avraham Avinu was listening, what did it sound like? Lotikra Shmo Saroi is Saroshmo. So he drove his own. He's bothered with this cash. And Pantaj is also bothered with this cash over here. How can it be that Avraham Avinu didn't tell him yet? Avraham Avinu didn't tell his wife yet that her name was changed. Rambam says he didn't have a chance to tell all of his wife. He's so busy taking care of his mila that for 3 days he didn't speak to her. He didn't tell her what the Rambam Shalom told him 2 days ago, that's make her so she's going to have a baby. The old lady's going to have a baby. He didn't tell his wife. Her name was changed. So he says, how can it be that some say for you? So he said, Ayesha Raish Techo. Ayesha Raish Techo. Didn't she hear them call her by a different name? Why didn't she ask right away? What's going on? That's not my name. If any day the Torah is there, and he called the Torah, so shouldn't she have realized that there's something strange already? Her name is not Torah. So the Sam Sefer asked this question. If the Ramban is right, that they didn't tell her yet, that Avraham Avinu didn't tell her yet. So why didn't she react when they called her name? So lo, instead of Sarai, why did she react? So the Sanskrit says, if they're right, they're Abdomen is right. How is it right that Abdomen is right? Because the old pronunciation was Sarai. It's not the right Sarah. And the pronunciation of Sarah is also Sarah. Magic. That's how you pronounce in Havarat Sadiq. One who speaks Havarat Sadiq, how do you pronounce the name Sarah? Sarah. So obviously, the Sanskritam, he doesn't write this in the truth. He's taking it for granted that we're pronouncing Havarat Sadiq. But Zalman is assuming in his faith that the Shisha Zerone Aluga, that he's by the Medi Yehuda. So he obviously is assuming we're pronouncing Havarat Ashkenazi. So he doesn't show the Hamid Sadiq. He has Hamid Sadiq in the other left Lacha. And Hashem told Avraham, like Sikra Shema Saroi, he's Saro Shema. And if you're going to pronounce Sorah is Sorah. So the Baruch sometimes don't call it Sorah, call it Sorah. It's the same thing. This is Kasha. So he says, Enachanami. Enachanami. It's a slight difference. It's basically not no difference. Which is, it's different kind of thing. The Samsefer is a different Kasha. The Samsefer asks of the year that if the Ramban is right, that Avraham Avinu didn't have a chance to talk to his wife yet, to tell her anything about the baby, he didn't tell her about changing the name either, so why doesn't she react when they're calling her a different name? So the answer is, the Rav Zalman is right, the same pronunciation, they say, Ayeh Sarah Ishtecher, that's the way it was always pronounced. I was always pronounced like that, it was pronounced Sarah. Sarah, but we pronounce Sarah, it was pronounced Sarah, now it's pronounced Sarah. The Samsarif obviously is assumed that you're speaking Havarah. So the Banish one is speaking to Avraham Avinu and Havarat Chadid. That's what he says. And the Malachim are speaking Havarat Chadid. They live in Eretz Yisrael or something. It all happens in Eretz Yisrael. So they're speaking Havarat Chadid. So he says, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha. That's the way it always used to be pronounced also. So he says, that's the writer of Zalman is right. That's why she didn't do it. Talmud Kahana has an essay about this. He has a lot of collections of essays. He passed away a few months ago. It was an interesting personality. He has a whole essay about the pronunciation of Sarah. He quotes the Chassam Sefer. And then he points out that Chassam Sefer apparently is assuming that everything was spoken in Havarat Chadid. And Rav Zalman is assuming that everything was spoken in Havar Ashkenazi. So that's why Rav Zalman was worried about the Pasuk in Lechem Chon Chassam Sefer was showing that on the Pasuk in Vayir. Then we quote that we know that the Samsung was brought up by Ramnath Nadla. Ramnath Nadla had a fellow from Eretz Yisrael, a Sephardic from Eretz Yisrael teaching him the correct pronunciation of Harat Sephardic. He davened Nusach Sephardic, and he lived in Bronxville. He davened Nusach Sephardic with Harat Sephardic, and not some Sephardic like today in Israel and Eretz Yisrael. The real Harat Sephardic, like the real Sephardic. So that's me right. Apparently the Samsung was thinking in terms of our Ashadid, that's why he speaks on his process. Strange, there are Galatians who pronounce like that, Sarah. They don't pronounce Sarai. They have such a tradition. Dropping it, people who pronounce the Shem Al Zalim in Yud also like that. No, they don't say Noi. That's their tradition, whatever. Not that it's based on a mistake. Maybe that the Ramami Tam made a mistake. But it's based on this. They have an old tradition from the Ramami Tam. Ramzam, that's the way one should correctly pronounce all of Dalit when you. She quotes the famous comment from the Medrash, why did the Shechina appear to Avraham Avinu and they were named Mamre? And his name is written down in Chumash L'Zoyre Doyres, why was he Zoycher? Mamre, Honor Eshba Mam, they were Zoyre. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, who shenotan lo eitel amilu, v'tichas migla olov v'chalto. Because he was the one, Mamre, from the three friends, Honor Eshba Mamre, him Bali Bris Avraham, they were all partners, shoot them together, and he was the one who gave him the proper eitel on the Bris Milo. So that's why Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu, he had his Yiddish feet in Eloi Mamre, and that's why he went down in history. As Rechot Tzadik Levracha, he made one down in history as a wonderful person. So that's the role of the Rishonim history, Rishonim, Afrayim, and everybody else. What in the world Eitzah did he give him on the Brit Mila? After the Levracha told Avraham Avinu 3 days before to do a Brit Mila. So what did he have to ask the boss of the Gom, whether I should listen to the boss one or not? What do we need to make for that? That's what every the Rishon, the Balei HaTosfos says. So some say the Cheskuni writes that he gave him an eight which antiseptic to use in order not to develop any infection. Alois Kabanos, he said. And there are different opinions in Rishon, same as answer. Different. Some say the Balei HaTosfos brought an answer that he was. He was glaring. Avraham Avinu was interested. This is the famous Malach. Everybody says it's so. Avraham Avinu was interested in spreading the lesson of monotheism to the whole world. He was wondering, let's say, I want to teach the whole world Torah. He said, I'm going to teach in Yeshiva University. So let's say, I'll go with long peyes, I'll shave off my head, I'll wear a Kiddush hat, I'll wear white stockings. So how much hashpah can I have on the Talmid? Will I have more hashpah or less hashpah? If you have more hashpah, well, you're going to have less hashpah, no? I don't know. In another yeshiva, if a guy will look like that, so the Talmidim will all wear white stockings and they'll all shave off their heads and they'll all have long hair. In our yeshiva in the summer, they wouldn't do like that. Some of the Talmidim would feel already a distance all night, but feel a distance with the Rebbe. And they would stay away from that person. They don't want to have any influence from him. He's a strange person to begin with. So that's what the Dov says, that Avraham Avinu was asking an Eitzer, what should he do with this Bris Milah? I'm going to do a Bris Milah to go, and I'm not going to have a Bris Milah. So I'm going to tell him about monotheism. Should I tell him about the Bris Milah? Should I not tell him? Should I keep it a secret? Or should I do it in public? He was clearing about this. He had, and that's why he had to ask a Goy. Why didn't he just think it out on his own? Because Avraham Avinu knew Jewish psychology. The way a Jew thinks and the way a non-Jew thinks are not necessarily the same. Here he was interested in knowing non-Jewish psychology. He wanted to know how would the non-Jews take it, how would they look upon this if they know that the monotheism comes along together as a package deal with the Bris Milah. Would they run away from the monotheism or would they still be interested? So he asked Mamre, and Mamre said, it's okay, they'll understand it for health reasons, whatever. It won't deter you. I don't know, do the Bris Milah, let everybody know about it, do it in public, and it won't deter you, it won't chase anybody away. Everybody will still have the same number of customers that you always had coming to listen to your lessons and your lectures about monotheism. That's how many interpreters. He asked Mamre and Eitzer about the Bris Milah, whether to do it with Hesed or to do it with Simcha. The Chasam Sofer in his paper on Chumash quotes another pshat. That the whole of the portion, the belt stands up shot, this doesn't take much anyway. Someone that Rabbi Shalom told you to do a Bris Milah, sure, that may be one consideration, but there's another reason that the Ramban writes on Chumash, Hinei Bris Yitoch, it's like Hinei Anochi Yitoch, there's Shantich B'chol HaShotelach, like it says by Yankov Avinu, means that a person has a Bris Milah, it's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This closest is Kavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Milah itself is the Gemar Mitzvah. That's the Chasam Sofer's suggestion. There are other interpretations. Quite a few of the Rishonim have a lot of interpretations. The Medrash plea is. He's interpreting the Medrash of Berah HaMedrash plea. Then if Tamsleif on his own suggests another types. I think truth is this is not what the Medrash says. He suggests that maybe what it means is like this. This is a wild shot. He says that Mamre figured out on his own that Avraham Avinu, Kino Avraham Avinu Kodok Kol Turuk Kulat Shaloi Nitno. So Mamre figured out on his own that it makes sense to have a Bris Milah. How in the world did anybody figure that on his own? I don't know. He says Mamre figured out on his own. He recommended to Avraham Avinu, he was encouraging him that he should do a Bris Milah. And Avraham Avinu said, no, let's wait a little bit, let's wait till the Baruch Shalom will command me, and then I'll do the Bris Milah. So ultimately, finally, when the Baruch Shalom, the other things Avraham Avinu was volunteered. And this, he waited till he was commanded, so that later, when he was commanded, Mishin Kloda Shalmande, who was encouraging him for years already, that he should perform Bris Milah, so the Baruch Shalom saw to it that Avraham did the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Chalko Shalmande. So he was the first one who encouraged Avraham to do Bris Milah. And then he adds on. It's a wild interpretation. That's what it means. Also know Eitz Alamila, that he was always Miyaitin before the Tzivay Hashem. After the Tzivay Hashem, the Baruch Hashem tells him to go. So what is it to be Miyaitin about? That's the Kashi that all the Bali Atesis here. So what are we showing there? So the Tzom Sefer wants to fire for the Kashi. He says, no, Mamre was always Miyaitin before the Tzivay Hashem came.
He has been telling him for years that he should perform Brit Mila. Avraham Avinu was always pushing him off for whatever reason. Whatever the explanation is, why Shakim Avraham Avinu called out to Rosh Hashanah, why didn't he perform Mila? So whatever the reason is, Avraham Avinu was pushing him off. Now, when the Rosh Hashanah commanded him, so he did the Brit Mila in his chelik. So the simple, his chelik means in his backyard, Eloni Mamre, his area of Eretz Yisrael. So the Samsoich would suggest, also Derech Adrash, that everybody has a chelik in Torah. That is, those who gives everybody some new he'orah, some new enlightenment. He gives one person a he'orah and one Indian, another person a he'orah and another Indian. So we really need everybody all together, everybody's enlightenment together, mitzarfen, to give a whole picture of the whole Torah. So this was Mamre's chelik in Torah. That's what he called it. Nigla lo b'chalkoi, this was his chelik in Torah, I believe this. Loshen Lotham Aloshen. The simple plan of Chalka means in his area in Eretz Yisrael. Eloni Mamre. It's a place in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda. I'll show you where it is now. Not far from Hebron. And if some surface church, maybe the Loshen of the Bryce, the Loshen of the Nevesh Rabbah means the Chalka or his Chalik and Chalka. So there have Loshen. The Nevesh comments on the Pasuk Misadu Litchem. And Avraham tells the Malachim that they should eat. How come he doesn't say Levavchem? Rashi quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, Levavchem Engsin Kana, Lelitchem Magi, Shen Yetzahar Sholot the Malachim. Mishnah says in Brachis that when we recite Kriyashma, we say, Yehapes Hashem Rechaz Kalvavchem, Kalav Shechav. So the Chol Mirazak, what do you mean, Bechol Levavchem? So the Mishnah says, Yishnei Yetzahar, Abi Yetzahar, Abi Yetzahar, because in Tanakh, the heart is described classically, traditionally, as being divided into two compartments, into the right and into the left. Leif Chafim Yimino, Leif Chsilus Molo. Is if the right side of the heart is the Mokom of the Yetzer Ta'im, and the left side of the heart is the Mokom and the Shorish of the Yetzer Hara. So that's only by human beings to have the Yetzer Ta'im and the Yetzer Hara. You always have a conflict within them. The old Adam Muhammad Sayyid, so they're described in Tanakh, they're most of the time described in Tanakh as having levos, as having a split heart. And angels are described as lay, they don't have a conflict, they don't have a fight within themselves between Muhammad Sayyid. Sometimes in Tanakh you have Sukkim where you have human beings described as lay. So the Mephoshim Taka had a long arichasin on that. Why are those Sukkim written, why does it say lay instead of levos, based on this medish? But by human beings, the heart should always be described as it always has to be described. That's where they take it. Normally, the heart of a human being should be described as levah. Why is it in Tanakh sometimes it's described as levah? Shlomo Levin also has arichas on some of these psukim. And Sefer Binyan Shlomo. Others have also. Why it sometimes in Tanakh is the human heart is also described as levah instead of levah. Avraham had three partners. He had Onir Eshkol and Mamre. The one who gave him the right Eitzel was Mamre. Whatever the Eitzel was, it was Mamre. Onir Eshkol, this apparently didn't give him the right Eitzel. So some of the Farshim said that they gave him the Eitzel. Don't listen to the Banshan. Don't do a Brit Mila at all. They tried to dissuade him from performing a Brit Mila. So they, Mamre was a tzaddik apparently. Onir Eshkol were not, didn't deserve to have any places in Tanakh named after them. That's the Shaila. We have later on in Tanakh, it says in Parashat Shlach that the Meraglim went to Nachal Eshkol. Why is it called Nachal Eshkol? It says in Chumash why it's called Nachal Eshkol. You shouldn't think that it's called Nachal Eshkol because Avraham Avinu had three partners. They had Onir and Eshkol, Mamre and Ein Tzadik and Ota Tzadik and Nachsidi and Mishoilo. This is named after Noah. Mamre was a tzaddik. The other two guys were nothing special. It's called Nachal Eshkol. Hashem Eshkol Shekhorst and Rishon. It says because the Meraglim ripped off a cluster of grapes. Not because it's named after, like Mamre. You have Eloni Mamre, you have Nachal Eshkol. Nothing to do with that Eshkol. Because the Meraglim is Eshkol on Ota. Avraham Avinu tells his wife that Maharish lo shim kamach soli. She should hurry up. So Labaka rots Avraham. He runs. Vaimahir. Why is he in such a rush? How come everything was in such a mahir? So the Pasuk Shat is because
Zvidim Magdivin HaMitzvah. He wanted to perform the mitzvah of Hakanat Besorah and his reason. But that Kuni has a different interpretation. He says, how come Avraham Avinu was the man who taught Lloyd how to be Machin Sorah, and Lloyd does a better job than Avraham? Avraham only invites him to have a bite. And Lloyd invites him to sleep over. How come Avraham doesn't invite him to sleep over also? Says, the answer is obvious, and they were passing by, and Avraham Avinu tried to get them, so they said, we're in a rush, we have to get this stone by tonight. He didn't tell them why, they said, we have to get this stone by tonight. They said, please come in, I'll prepare everything quickly. Mahar says, you can't invite them to come and sleep, they said, they're in a rush, they have to sleep over in the dome tonight. Because one of the slopes yawned the next morning. So that's why he says everything had to be done in the Hiris. That's what the Chesuni says. By Maher and by Yorot and by Maher, everything was in the Hiris because these people were in a rush. Rashi quotes from the Gemara that he shechted three behemoths. Each one got a lashon gimel, lashon is b'chadim. Each one got tongue. He didn't take one tongue and cut it up in three parts. He shechted three behemoths and each one got. The Hakam it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach ben bokor rachoto, singular, Vayimaher la'asos, also. Ben HaBachar Asher Asa, says it. Everything is written in the singular. So Rashi writes, Kama Kama Shetikin Am Tevi Yaita Kama. He quotes the Gemara. Each thing that he prepared, he brought in front of them. So the Rishonim ask already, what is Rashi driving at? It says, Ben HaFollah Ben HaBachar. Obviously, it sounds like he brought first Ben and then he brought Follah, then he brought Ben HaBachar. So what is Rashi driving at? Kama Kama Shetikin, each thing that was prepared. So the Bali HaTais is comment on this Rashi. Tirush L'Teirusha, the Rashi needs to say is, if I run for the Kasha, how can the Medrash, how can the Gemara Bo Metzias say that he shechted three behemoths? In order that each one of the Malachim should get a Lashon Bechar, at least one got a tongue. But it says everything in the singular. So he says, no, first he broke one, and as soon as that was finished, so he put up three, one after the other. So the first one he put on a timer, on a clock, whatever. He had a microwave oven, whatever, it's going to take 20 minutes. Then he took the second one and the other one a minute later, 20 minutes. And the third one a minute later, 20 minutes. Then when the first one was finished, the other one had another minute to go, the other one had another 2 minutes to go. So, comma, says, so he got Ben Bokar. Then Abokar Shirazi brought, that's why it says singular, because each one he brought when it was finished. Then he brought another one, then he brought another one. If he would have brought everything together, it wouldn't have been written in the singular. That's why it's not a kasha. That's why Rashi came to Farenfor. How can the Gemara say that he gave three Ben HaBachar if the prophet says it in Lashon Yachid? So the Gemara answers, Kama Kama, I see each one he brought when it was completed. Rashi quotes the Medrash that, and what happened to the bread? Avraham Avinu said, give bread. And then it doesn't say that they brought any bread. So one opinion in the Medrash is, Ayesarish, Shafa, they were asking Geris Torah, why were they asking? What is it their business? The one opinion is, they're the Shagala Koshal Bracha, Rashi says. Notice the Bench Mizum, they wanted to give the wife Koshal Bracha. The Bench Mizum, so the means that they ate bread. They ate bread means that she was not pierced on Nido. Medrash says that she was pierced on Nido, and Avraham Avinu was mocked, did not eat Kulin May and he ate full and al Tarif HaKadosh, that he wouldn't eat the bread. Unless he said that he ate Pasa by the feast and he was Kadir, too, that's some of the Medrash Kriya something. He ate Pasa by the feast and that wasn't the Kabbal Tumma, he used May Payers and wasn't Kabbal Tumma, so it was full of the Tarif. So he did Bench Kuzum. But the Pashtu said, the Pashtu said, he said, Kaishal Brachos, the Pashtu said, means that there was bread. Not the Pashtu, there was bread. And the other Medrash that said, Pierce the Nidah, holds that there was no bread. The two different midrashim. So how do you read the pasuk? Chodali osu sora orach kanoshim. Doesn't that mean that she didn't have? Rashi writes orach nidus. Doesn't the simple translation of pasuk mean that she didn't have any hishim? She was after that time in her life that she no longer has any rias nidus when the women get older. So how can you say the pierce also young pierce the sora nidus? The pasuk says chodali osu sora orach kanoshim.
the Hasdira, the Rishonim and the Bali Ataitis, and Tirushim Akonim. Some say that this pasuk was written before. What was written before? The Bali of the Salah Hanashim was written after Tirushim Akonim. Why is it written over here? So they have some of the Bali Ataitis say, Orach Kanashim means when a woman is young, she has Rias Nidus. When a woman is 85 years old, she has no Rias Nidus. So the Orach Kanoshim of an 85-year-old lady is that there's no Dam Nidus. So Kadalios is Orach Kanoshim. Her normal way stops. Means that she had a Nidus.
So why did she laugh?
So that's what she said. Achre b'loisi hoisi liyedno b'nipusam. Although then he's up and now he's with me. That's how that opinion in the Medrash says. If you hold Pirus Nida, so you read Achare Galaisi Haisali Yedna, that's not the Dismia. That's the Nipusi. Nida me, I see that I'm straightening up. My husband is an old man. How is he going to have a baby? And the other opinion in the Medrash is that no, that's not Pirus Nida. So the both of them were Tmia. Achare Galaisi Haisali Yedna, the Tmia. But then he's often is not Hatmia. That's the question when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishan with Nea Shalom. Is it Vaniza Kanti? So it's also says Vaniza Kanti. Is that really Shina? How do you learn that from here, Shina? Shina is, sorry, Shina means you tell a lie. If the first half of what she said was Binichusa, I had a Rias Nito, or about that, he's okay. That's the question. My husband is an old man. How can he have a baby? And she said, I'm like a young girl again. And then Hashem says, on these kind of things, Mamash Allah. That's not what she said. But if you say that she had two bitmias, after you like to ask me question number one, how can I, I'm so old. And by then he's off my husband and so on. But Hashem said, over half the story. That's also a, that's not a lie. I fell over half of the story. You see that Musa Mashad is in Snake Dr. Shop. Hashem is not Mashad, he just left out the half. But he didn't really tell a lie. So that's what the Mephoshim point out. Of course, Mother Rashi points out that opinion that the Gemara says from here you learn that Mutal Hashanah from St. Akhir Shalom obviously assumes that Rakhar Glass or Hashanah Yad is also the Tmir. It's not the Nikhusim. It doesn't go with the Shita that appears to be. It's really a Machlekes in the Medrash. Rashi quotes a lot of Shitas they don't know. A lot of things they don't know blended in the Kosh of Racha means that there was bread. So that's the thing on the head you say there was a part of Abu Kizna and Kaveh Asuda. Kosh of Racha means that there was bread. Look at the science of saying Dr. Shalom means that she said Achalaisi Haisali Yedno, that she has no real need of it, but Nia. And the other opinion appears to me is not like all of this. The different sheets is in the middle. This is Derek Agav about what we mentioned earlier. But the Sam Sefer's Kashe and Parshas Vayera and what Rav Zalman was bothered with in Parshas Lechlecha, that's the pronunciation of Kalaitha. Somehow in asking their Kashas, they're working on an assumption which is that it's questionable. That when the Torah gives a quotation of what somebody said, that it's a verbatim quotation. When the Malachim came in and said, Ayesar Eshteha, that's exactly verbatim what they said. Maybe they spoke Arabic. Maybe they spoke Flishti language. What it says in the Chumash is always a direct quotation. So when the Baruch Shalom says, Lepik Lashma Saroi Kisar Hashma, so in the Chumash, the word Saroi is an Asnachta, so that's why it has a comma. You say, that's how the Baruch Shalom pronounced it, B'shat Maisa Tanois Te Avram Avinu. Lepik Lashma Saroi, he pronounced it with an Asnachta, with a comma Kisar Hashma. That's what Rav Zalman is bothered with the Kasha. How did Avraham Avinu understand? Don't call the Sora, call the Sora. It's the same thing. Maybe Baruch Shalom said, don't call the Sara, call the Sora. Who said that Baruch Shalom said it, there was an Asnasa. He said, necessarily, you have to be so. The word Bilam, everything that Bilam said, the type of word for word, letter for letter, what Bilam said, maybe it's a paraphrasing of what he said. The question is, that's the thing that all the quotations in the Chumash are paraphrasing. It doesn't necessarily have to be a statement, there is a modest direct quotation. Yitzchak Sora Bikir Bolei Ma'achei Bolei Tihoi Tili Yadim Adoni Zokin and Hashem Garayu. Lom is it Toch HaKosor. So the Rishonim ask already, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at Sora? Why didn't he get angry at Avraham? Avraham, the end of Parshas Shlach Lecha, also a laugh. So some say that was a laugh of joy, this is a laugh of disbelief. How did Baruch Shalom know? Baruch Shalom know. Baruch Shalom can tell the other one is laughing out of disbelief. That's what some Rishonim heard. Now they're saying, no, that just like Avraham laughed from joy, Sora also laughed from joy. But Sarah was so happy about it, she started to tell all the neighbors. But this Sarah the Kibbutz, and the Gemara says that when the Shivim Askeni were translating the Torah for Talmai HaMelech in Egypt, so they translated, instead of the Kibbutz, they translated Bikro Zeva. So it could be that was the question, why did they change the translation? So Rashi has a pshat. It could be that this was the traditional pshat. It could be that it's not like some of the other changes, they were afraid that he would think this and he would think that. The Rishis were Lakim, they were Lakim for operations. It could be that here, this was Sakat of Shem. That's how some of the Bali Atheists say, no, Moshe's occasion, a collection of Bali Atheists. So he said that was always the traditional interpretation of this Chassar, the Kirba, that she was telling all of Bikrazel. She was telling all of her friends and neighbors about this mess that's going to happen, and the Rebbe Shalom didn't want to have so much piercing at this time. So the Bali Atheist is quoted in Marshall, the Haftarah that happens to be, the Nebuah that happens to be the Haftarah from this week, that Elisha wanted to be Mechai, the baby who died. And he told Gehazi, when you go with this stick, Kat Mishanti, Yodach, Velech, Kisusi, Shleisav Arachenet, Yerapish, Lois Amenet. Don't talk to anybody about anything. Kat Mishanti, Apnei Hanok. And he went, and it didn't accomplish any fears on it. So Rashi on the Perek, Rashi and that Pasuk in Sefer and Malachim comment in the Medrash, Pasuk Bible says, Medrash says that not only did he listen to what Elisha told him, he went around showing everybody, see this week, I'm going to make this on 18, Elisha sent me, I'm going to put it on the baby died, he was telling everybody. But because he was advertising the nest, that's why the nest didn't occur. And then what happened when Elisha came? It says that he closed the door. He closed the door, and then he made a nest. So sometimes the Baruch Shalom wants to make a nest, the Chavri Chador, that no one should see. The outside world sometimes makes a nest in the floor for you, a bouncer. That's a moccasin. I mean, I've seen it, make nisim gluyim. And sometimes he wants to make nisim gluyim to say that. This is not a nes nista. Nes nista means peteva. But this means nisim gluyim, but he wants that it should be the safe. But some Bali Atheists claim that was the difference between Avraham and Sarah. When Avraham was laughing from joy, they both were laughing from joy, not from disbelief. Avraham was laughing from joy, he was laughing privately. They know the Ben Akkadish Baruch Hu, so the Ben Akkadish was happy. He was overjoyed. When Sarah was laughing from joy, she was being the farce in the net. And that's what Akkadish Baruch Hu was saying about. Lama Zetzach HaKosorah. Why did she laugh in front of everybody that everybody should hear about it? Then it says, but the Chachif Sora. So how does he continue to read the Pesukim? So the Bala says this, Bala says this says Pshat, that Sora was afraid that just like when Gehazi violated the secrecy of the net, it didn't work. It says he put Vayakam Tanashana Tafanara in Krovin Koshe, Lahekisana, it didn't work. So she was afraid that the net, she's going to lose the net, because she was in the partner, she's going to lose the net. This is about the Chachas Torah and the Chachafi. She told Kiareya, she was afraid that she's going to lose this gift of having a baby now. But she told all the neighbors, that's how long the Bala says, she told all the neighbors that it's not so. That the whole thing was a good joke. She's backing out from the whole thing. She's trying to make it back to Tinnah. That the neighbors should not be, the neighborhood should not, the whole neighborhood should not be talking about the fact that the nest is going to occur. But Boshe Pesach is not there. But he, one of the Balai says, he said, he did the Shukish. Rashi actually quotes an interesting medrash on the parsha with Lot. That Lot had two daughters who were arusos and two daughters who were nesuos. Rashi comments, "Vayetzi Lot by dabal chasanov lo kheven aisav." So there's a stick in between chasanov lo kheven aisav. The poshib shat, the stick means you heard that you have to cross like in between chasanov lo kheven aisav. Poshib shat means this is an apposition. The chasanov, this is a description. So what do you need a description? He spoke to his two sons-in-laws who were married to his two daughters. How else do you have son-in-law? His daughters get married, you have son-in-law. What do you need when you say, George Washington, the first president of the United States, chop down the cherry trees? So you're giving an apposition. You say, George Washington was the first president of the United States, you have to give an upfront. You start up here, Rishamidus from the dictionary. Chasanov lo kheven aisav. The Rashi says, no. Chasanov is only called the chosen ester b'nei suin. They were nesuos. And lo kheven aisav, they were only arusos. Ki kechishisha. These two, he had four daughters, Rashi claims in the Medrash. Chasanov, Shtei Bonas Nesuos, Hoyo Lovir, Lo Chebin Asal, Shaos, and Sheba Bayis, Arusos Hoyo, the two who were home, that he gave to Ganshi Stone, were Arusos. So the Ramban discusses, what are Arusos? The Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk later, Hashem Eish Yisuish, Kino Bihu, I had to say, Da, Kin Chameis Elisha, Zosha Shalok Kachta, Vihi Bu'ulaz Boal. So later by Abi Melech. The Gemara has a comment in Sanhedrin, Gulas Bal Yeshlahem Nifnus and Lukhub Lalei Nifalo Eilahem by Bnei Noyah. The only way they play the issues is by Biyah. That's how the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Sir Kaz Mahal, Sir Nathan Tara. The only way to make issues is with the Biyah, Gulas Bal. Nachum Nathan Tara either has Kes and Shtara Biyah, and then there's this Chadish Gemara Adin that you need Adis and Kim Abel. The Sir Nathan Tara, the Rambam writes clearly that there is no need of Adis and Kim Abel. We're having a biography of the Avnei Mezen when he was a little boy. Somebody asked him, Akashi, if the Gemara said, we need anything, Kima Dovor, that how did other Mauritian get married to Chava? There was nobody around. What was Adas and Kima Dovor? So the simple answer is, the true answer is what it says in the Rambam. They cut him up there, the man wanted to do the head for his own. There was no Isa, no Sigdash. And if the man wanted to get married, he would do B or Ben Ola Ben Ola, nobody would be there. Only Kedusha B or no Kesem or Shtar. There's no need for it to give it a Lacham Matam Tayra. Everything is different. There are Kesem Shtar B and there's an Isis Nut. And you need Adis and Kima Dabba. That's the same as in the Ramah. It's Kedusha Matam Tayra. But in MF, there's no need for it to give it a Lacham Matam Tayra. I mean, Adis and when the little boy didn't know all the Ramahs, yeah? He's way shocked. He said, there's no Kashi. Because the Gemara says in Kedusha, that the Gemara asked Akasha, why didn't he have this Mekim Adobe? Because he had Adobe Adobe Mimoman, just like Akishnai made him up, Ishmael Shayim Yakum Adobe, so too like Yidushin. So the Gemara asked Akasha, well, if you're not Yakum Mimoman, why shouldn't Hadal Baldin Kimei Eim Dami? Why shouldn't Hadal Baldin be sufficient? Just like by Mimoman it's good, let it be good. The Kim Adobe by Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no, it's Chav Lachrini. Hadal Baldin Chav Lachrini is no good. So that Avnei Nezer said, in the days of Adam Arishan, there was nobody else there, so there was no Chav Lachrini. So the Gemara's Kashi is the terrorist. The Hoidol Babin is good, just like in Mormon. There's no Chav Lachrini. So it's not that the Harish is the good terrorist, but the real terrorist is about the Ramana. So this is the Kashi that the Ramban is accomplished. What do you mean, Chasanov lo kev and I said, the two were Arusos and two were Nesuos? As it says later, he's Gulas Bol, So there's no Arison. What are you talking about Arison? So the Ramban says, well, the minig was that if a girl would be an Arusa, they wouldn't take her, they wouldn't grab the girl away. Why not? What kind of a minig is that? So in the yeshivas, they say the taicha is follows. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the nerf sheichet shivcha liyavdo, if a goy has an eved, he has a goy shevet, and he has shofet for this eved, and another goy takes that shivcha for himself, then he's chayiv misa. Why is the other goy chayiv misa? The Rashi says mishum gezel. So you see from that Rashi an interesting chiddush. I want to point out that by Bnei Noyah, not only is there a problem of eishes ish, of leisinov, by Boal eishes ish, there's a problem of gezel as well. So that's what the yeshiva is, that's the mahala. They say that true bulat bar yesh lahem nifnisu, lukut v'lo nivala elahem, they don't have eretz, they don't have eretz to make her an eishes ish, but still she's going to be an eishes gezel because she's new chayiv eishes. I did this and it's a gezel. And she mechadet say, look, even by an arusha, so why did Hashem tell Abimelech, in chomeis arusha, al zos Hashem akaf, to be bulat bar? Even if she wouldn't have been a bulat bar, it would have been a chiyar mita because of gezel. That's what they say in yeshivas, no, because he was a melech, and the melech, first get, the melech has the right to take away a private person's property for the necessity of the government, for his need. He can take away karka, he can take away metalfim. So if it would have been only an issa gezel, so by the melech with the melech, so dina machuz the dina would lift the issa gezel. He takes away his life and he's paying for it. But now the Rav Shmuel says, well, he bula zah, she's an eish hazish, so the melech has no right to violate his three eish hazish. Melech paris gezel is not a hetzah an eish hazish. That's the yeshiv shereid on the medrash plea. But the Pasha Pshad is that it is a medrash clear. What do you mean by Kevin Eisen said the Arut? There is no Arut, there is no Arut. What does the Ramban mean that there was neither an Arut? If there was no such thing, such a strange idea. It says, by Yitma Havo, and the Shrub has a Shalshelet. Shlomo Levine says the reason why has a Shalshelet says it is taking a long time. By Yitma Havo. So whenever you have a shalshelet, the whole purpose of the trap is to give an explanation or to give the correct reading for the dramatic reading for the Tanakh. So that's why Levi Yisma Hamor took a long time. So that's why the nigin is such. Rashi writes, "Why is by Yisma Hamor to de lahakla Yisma Moinah?" And then the Tosfos says, "No, that they didn't let him be matal anything." They just spared his wife and they weren't marking his mom. The son of Farshan writes on this incident that the cities of Zom, Amor, etc. had the status of the Nir Hanidaka. Even the Tzadikim, even though the Tzadikim are not killed, but the Nifsi Tzadikim Shekotecho, Amoyna Mavav, their property is going to be destroyed. What in the world does it have to do with Nir Hanidaka? What they worship that way, is that? Rosh Hashem Hashem Rosh. It means that they worship that way, is that? The Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim, and the Rambam sounds like he says that the din of Ir Nidachas applies to any Avir. The other city in Eretz Yisrael, where the majority of people all violate any Avir. The Chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam interprets the parsha in Sefer Yoshua, when they thought that the woman of God, Nechat Hashem Benasha, went back to Abraham Yarden after the Shev Shekim Shev Shev Shechuku. But they went back, so the prophet said that they made a mizbeach. So Yeshua got a report that they made a mizbeach, and he thought that they were offering karbon on mizbeach. They were violating shkutehut. And he said, he's going to send Pinchas, I think. He's going to send some Pinchas to someone else. I forgot already. He sent a few people there to give them pechofa, that if they won't be chazabahem, if they won't stop bringing shkutehut, we're going to go wipe them out. Why do you wipe them out? Shkutechut is an equal courage. So Shkutechut is Malkus, but it's not a Chiyuv Misa. How does he plan to wipe everybody out? So the Rambam in the morning of the book writes that they were going to wipe them out. They didn't even need that. The Din of the Yonidacha, the Din of the Yonidacha flies to the city where they violated any of their courage. There were things in the Rambam in the Yad HaZokha, in the book of the Yonidacha, the Din of the Yonidacha says, are based on his understanding in the Moreh Nevuchim of that parsha in Yeshua. That parsha was based on Dina Renidach, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that these Sholchem Ahem Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, the Bez Nagol sent three Talmidei Chachamim to the Achi Renidach to warn them that they should be Chayzeh B'Tshuvah, and Chayzeh B'Tshuvah is Mutal. B'Lah, Chayzeh Alodim Aleim Lamochoma. So how did the Rambam get the Rabbi there? Where did he get such an idea that if they do Tshuvah, they're off the hook? The rabbi writes, Tariq HaDavah Shetarel HaTshuva, very nice idea. The Tshuva has to be said, don't let him Tshuva Bezna Shalmato. The guy was Michal Shabbos 50 years ago. Even if he's the biggest Tariq in the world now, I think the Bezna Shalmato is going to give him an Einish Misa. We need to find that Tshuva helps the Bezna Shalmato. Helps the Bezna Shalmato, but he's Tosh Leidus. A person is a Rasher, when he goes to the Tosh Leidus, but doesn't have to get him off of the Einish. The Bakr from the Yodish of Nisa Malchus. So where does the Rambam get that he sends two Tamina Chachamim to be Ma'aril the Tshuva, he gets that they do Tshuva the Tafan, he gets the Melitza, and Vav, call himself Olam Aleim Lam Mochamim. There's such a biblical Melitza, that biblical Melitza comes from Sefer Yeshua. So the Tanech writes on the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah, that whole, all the Chiddushim in the Rambam there, are all based on the Rambam's understanding and the Sefer Mer Nebuchim of that parish in Yeshua, that was the Din of the Yonidah. The song right over here that Kodesh Baruch Hu has done the city with the status of Nir Nidach. some point out that the Gemara has a difference really a Bezen Shalmato, it's not Bezen Shalmato. The Gemara has to mean a Bezen Shalmato, and they give an Einish Mitzah. It says in the Pasuk, Hokos Mashem Neged Hashem. The Mitzah does not have to be Bayom. It can't be Balayla. Neged Hashem means Bayom. That's what the Pasuk says here. Kamo HaShachar Allah, at Aleis HaShachar, they told, the Malachim told, Lord, hurry up, we want to destroy the city. And then it says, right after Zricha, Hashem himself done. That's when the whole destruction begins. Except with Alos HaShachar and Haneit Bachama. I think some right, because the Mishnah says in the Gilad that Chodesh Mitzvot Bayom Lechatchila shouldn't be done till after Haneit Bachama. But even if you do Alos HaShachar, it's also good. So Alos HaShachar is really the Zman. Some hold that that's the Lechatchila de Rabbanon. Actually, the Mishnah there in the Gilad says only the Lechatchila de Rabbanon. And others hold not so. And the Sefer Haredim has it, the Baal Sefer Haredim, I think he was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, but a little before the Beis Yosef, and one that lived in Eretz Yisrael, but it's like a very late Rishon, an early Achim, whatever. So he has a Pirush on the Yerushalmi and Brochus. But he writes, and others say also like that, without knowing the Sefer Haredim says it. Others say that that Mishnah in Megillah could be in the Chatzchila Deraisa, that it's Dovish and it's also by Yom, that Shingetrig and Kir Shaitar, you shouldn't do it before Hanei Tzachama, even though the Yevet Yotzah, that the Chatzchili should do it after Hanei Tzachama, that that's a Lechatzchila Deraisa. So some say that that's the title here, that the beginning of Ayinu shows the Yerni Daka, and Yerni Daka has to be by Yom. Shver Epshad, this is a Bezun Shalmailo, it's not Ba'asher, Bu Bein Dinan, Bezun Shalmailo Tanish. But some interpret that that's why it was the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the Malachim are getting ready at Alois HaShachar, because that's the Iker, that's the Zman, that's the Zman. And then Hashem is Yotza Al-Horeh, Hashem Him Kura Zom. First thing in the morning, after Harei Tzachama, the Rebbeinu Shlomo caused the destruction. Fatihin is Tiv Melach. The Gemara interprets Fatihin is Tiv Melach, that she turned into a pillar of salt. The Gemara says in Brachas, when you see the pillar of salt, you say a Brachas. If a Sudi has an interpretation, she looked around at the land, but he didn't know. She said that the whole area turned into the Tiv Melach. She says, I'll be Tiv Shamikri. He doesn't see the nation's laws turned into a Tiv Melach. The Chazkuni is like it. There's a lot of things in the Chazkuni even as that are word to word the same. There's a problem. There's a historical problem. Who goes what? Tahini Tiv Melach.
With his daughters afterwards,
all the way. Yes, she was an old lady. An old man can't have children. An old lady after a certain age cannot have children. But the daughters felt that saving the world. Abimelech over here. Of the Melech Plishtim. How does it say in the Siddur? Today we should have said, Tam Lech Nei the Melech, by Yishei Vayela. He lived so long. He lived in the days of Avram, even for the days of Adama. Zechet Tarich Et Yom. So Rashi writes on that passage. It's just like Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. The first king's name was Paro, so they're all called Paro. The first Melech HaPlishtim was Abimelech, so we named them all Abimelech. It just doesn't mean that it's the same person. Mr. President. Doesn't mean that it's the same president today as it was. George Washington was one president, and Mr. Bush is a different president. Ahu Gavra, the Gemara has a lot of time stories. Ahu Gavra, we have Bayot, and that's Tzadik Chef, what we're learning. The children in the garden. There's one collection, children, I think that's the first children. But they thought that Ahu Gavra was the same person. So they said, how can it be that he did? And the Sufis HaTalam said, must have been Ahu Gavra. Who then could it be? So the Gadim said, no, because it said Ahu Gavra was on Boil and Eshet Ish. Obviously, it's not Eliyahu HaNavi. Ahu Gavra was on Boil and Hamor. They said, Ahu Gavra just means once upon a time. It doesn't mean that it's the same. So Rashi writes that Abimelech, doesn't mean that it's the same Avi Melech, it's a different Avi Melech. Because Cooney has this comment also. It says that she ran out of Hagar ran out of water. What is Sarah get angry? She says, Loyirash. He Loyirash Ben Hamazos and Green and Eastern. He's talking about Yerusha. What kind of a lesson is that? She didn't want to pay the influence on her son. Well, Rashi writes that she saw him mitzvahay. Loshon Avodizare, Loshon Gili Arayis, Loshon Litziche, all the whole world. That Yishmael was a terrible influence on Yitzchak, and she didn't want it to be there. So why did he say, No, you're not Ben Homa, Loshon Gili, Yitzchak, what kind of Loshon is that? So some Yishon quotes there, Medrash, Yishon wrote the Medrash, whatever. I don't know exactly what it is, but it say that there's an additional issue over here, that Yishmael was saying, he's going to Yarsh, I'm going to be the Yarsh. And when Yitzchak was born, he said, okay, I'm going to share the Yerusha. So she said, oh no, you're not going to share the Yerusha. I don't want us to have a dead influence on my son. He's not going to share the Yerusha either. So the process continues that when Avraham listened to Sarah and he kicked Hagar out of the house with her kids, Bikach lechem achem asmai meitele Hagar. Why didn't he give cash to the Zohar? Rashi says, what cash to the Zohar? Rashi says, the whole explanation. Another Mishnah in Baragat to say, because he agreed with Sarah, he's not going to Yarsh. Why not? Why should we Yarsh? I think the Chaskuni writes, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a ger, it's always Hagir, any Yarsh, loy de la Tera, the Domin de la Tona. He did it, a ger, she mizrak, and she never Domin. So now, if a ger converts, he doesn't Yarsh in his father. Remember, the Rabbana made a Takon, that if the father still a boy, the father dies, the rich boy dies, the son of the ger should Yarsh in because Shema Yachul Uturo. He may decide that he wants to reject, he may give up his whole Jewish religion, the Ger, in order to become back a Christian, in order to get the Yerusha from the rich father. So they made a Takana of the Rabbanon, then he Yarshins anyway. He Yarshins anyway, Shema Yachul Uturo. He shouldn't think that he has to convert back to become a Christian in order to get the Yerusha. But what if the father and the son were both in his Gaia? So then, as the Gemara says, "A ger is a ger, and a yerush loy de vater and a yerush loy de rabban." Because you say gerush and a ker comes from Avram. So that's what the Chaskuni says over here. That Yishmael and Avram weren't related because they were both nizgarim. Yishmael was mal, Lushem gerush at the age of 13, and Avram was mal also at the age of whatever, at 90. But since they were both gerim, so Yishmael doesn't yarsh in the son. That's why he didn't give any cares of his own. Because by Yichlo Amay Menachem, they ran out of water. How come they ran out of water? What, he sent her out into the desert without enough water to survive? That means that he's killing her. But the Chaskuni says because she got lost. Because Batela Batesa, so that she got lost in the Midbar. She wasn't that lost. He gave her enough water. Since I give you a sandwich and a Coke, and this is enough to travel to Britain, Pennsylvania, and you get there, you need stuff, and he's just on the way. Then you go to Scranton by way of Wyoming. Of course, the coke in the sandwich is not going to be enough. She got lost. She was going around in circles in the midbar. But if she ran out of water, that's the shot. Famous mind by Tim El Hagar Dov Al Shichmo. The Es Hagelet. Because Kuni says you shouldn't say shot. He put the child on her shoulder. He was a big boy, Yishmo. Says he put the chemas mayim on her shoulder. The chemas mayim, lechem the chemas mayim, say now, some al shichma. That's how Yelid was not al shichma. They were traveling, but then when he got sick, then she was carrying him. Then Matash lechet al Yelid, she threw him down because she had no water. She was going to die. He was going to die. She picked up her child later when he got sick from he was dying from thirst. But not that Melchizedek, when he sent him out of the house, why should she carry him on her shoulders? That's what he's playing with the Pasuk Shah. The Zohar has a famous comment on the Haftarah. Why did Elisha tell the woman, she asked the woman, what does she have in the house? Why is she walking by boys? So she doesn't have anything, only a little container of water. She says, okay, borrow all the cable and keep up pouring. Why would she have to have anything? He's going to make a mess. He could have said, go look under your pillow, you'll find $1 million in fact. Why did he have to go around the dust? The Zohar says, no. That after the Zohar created the world, Yesh Me'ayin and Sheshes Me'ayin, and then Shavuot Ve'Nochash. What does Shavuot Ve'Nochash? From that time on, he doesn't create anything Yesh Me'ayin. He creates Yesh Me'ayin to make things from things that already exist. Even if it's static, he's going to do a Moses and a mess. And he's going to cause something to be in his birth, a bracha to occur. If you have a little oil, the oil will extend to become a lot of oil. But if there's no oil at all, the Navi should say, go to the top of your pillow, there's going to be $1 million in cash there. That's like Yesh Me'ayin. That's not going to happen. So based on that comment, as Zohar has on that passage, that the Gemara has a meaning that we have, Shekhan Arts mentioned that when you bench Birchas HaMazon, you should leave a little bread on the table. Why? It doesn't mean that you can leave over bread which you're going to throw out in garbage. Some people have their own meaning, but they always leave over. You eat a steak, you leave over. You drink wine, you leave over. So no, you should throw something out. It's a simple bracha. That's not. It says on a Toy Shabbos, you should spill over the wine as a simple bracha. The Gemara says the house where wine is spilled on the Toy Shabbos, there's simple bracha for the rest of the week, and there's a whole discussion in that referendum on the Shulchan Aruch. What does that Gemara mean? The Gemara talking means you should spill the wine. It's like a bal tashkis on the wine. So some say you should spill it over the becher, overflow the becher, and it should be collected in the cup, and then pour it back in the plate, and then pour it back into the becher. And others claim, no, that's not bal tashkis, it's lusorah, because you want to have it with simen bracha, whatever, but some to waste the food, that's not the finish look. Simen bal tashkis, not a simen bracha. But the meaning is that you have a little bread left over when you bench, and then you put the bread away and eat it at the next door. Why do you leave over the bread? But the Parshan of Shulchan Aruch explains this meaning just mentioned in the month, the last parable in Sanhedrin. That, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Birchas HaMazon, Parnaseinu, Chalkaleinu, give us food. If you have a little food, the bracha can be Chala, Pastora, Reikanya, on an empty table. So that's why, yes, the Rebbe says, look, we have a little food, to give it the bracha, the food should become extended, like a little oil should become a lot of oil. Because there was a little oil left over, that's why the little oil extended to become a lot of oil. If there wouldn't have been any Noisa Kankan, it wouldn't have been Nathanes. It wouldn't be Yesh Me'ayin. The one is not going to make, if the Sheshis make Rashis, it doesn't make any Yesh Me'ayin. Then the end of the Haftarah tells about the Isha Shunamis, who had a baby, and then the baby came back to life. Later, a few Tzrokim later in Sefer Malachim, the Pasuk describes there was a roah for 7 years. And they wanted to kill Elisha with all his force. They wanted to kill Elisha, and they were chasing after him, and then he finally said there's going to be Minash Shamayim, there's going to be so much food, so I told us, how do you say, it's going to be a nickel for a ton of grain and so on, and that's occurred, and they had all that food and everything. So before the 7 years of famine, he told this lady with her son, he told the lady, it's going to be 7 years of famine, go to Eretz Plishtim, leave Eretz Yisrael. So then the Pasuk said, after the 7 years were up and the famine was over, she came back to Eretz Yisrael, lo and behold, the house where she used to live and the farm that used to belong to her husband was taken over by other people. So she went to complain to the king, and Gehazi, who was the shamit of Elisha, happened to be telling about the melech, yes, Gehazi, tell me about the nisim and the flores that the Rebbe did, mofsim, like the Talmidic Hashem, he's telling over the mofsim from Elisha. He tells him about the Isha Shunamis and the baby, and she's amazing, and here she is. Here's the lady, that's the baby, this is the kid. So then the melech says, what's the problem? The lady says, they stole her field. Elisha and Gehazi says, I swear that's the lady. Says, okay, we're going to give the lady back her field, we're going to give her back her house and the field, and we're going to make the ganavim pay, it says, for all of the payers. The Gemara has a lashon, hadra arav, hadra payers. The Gemara in the Yishna in Chesed Sabbatim says, if someone is living in someone else's karka, and he claims that he has a Chesed Sabbatim, turns out that it's a lie, that the karka is not his, so belongs to the rich lumber. The Gemara says, hadra arav, the hadra payers, give back your karka, you give back all the payers. So that expression is based on that pasuk in Malachim, that the melech pasuk, you've got to give back the karka, you've got to pay all the payers for the use of the house and all the payers that he was living on that field. But the Yerushalmi, that's Sabbatim, comments on that pasuk, that from here we see the Radak quotes it on Sefer Melachim. Yerushalmi comes, Rama Harazal, and this pasuk you see that Magazine.